This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. Now, regular listeners to the show would remember Greg Gould. Over the past year, we've had him in when he's been in Melbourne a couple of times to talk about his new work that he's been creating, an album he's been working on, and it's been pretty exciting, and we couldn't wait for him to launch it. And then, bam, COVID-19 kicks in, and it changes the way we experience music and access it all the way. So, Greg Gould is joining me now on the line. How are you, Greg?
Hello. I wish I could be there with you in Melbourne so badly. I'd get on a plane right now if I could.
Well, everything's certainly changed a little bit, and you have spent so much time working on your new album, and it's
This album is longer than a normal process because the idea came up late 2017 to release it in 2018 as a 20th anniversary of all of these songs because the album's called 1998. But then sadly, I lost my stepmumba to stage 4 lung cancer. And the whole project got put on hold halfway through. So then we finished it, ready to release for 2020. Then the whole world stops for me to release it.
It's true. But you know what? Better late than never, and all good things come to those that wait. So tell us a little bit about this amazing album, 1998, that you're going to be launching this week.
This Friday, in fact. It's a 90s project. It started as a 90s project. It wasn't going to be a duets album. But I had my heart set on a couple of collaborations. And when they all said yes, and I end up having more duets than solos on my album, I thought, well, why don't I just turn it into a duets album? So then it became a 90s camp duets album.
Well, that sounds pretty exciting to me. Quite frankly, I think it sounds great.
Yes, it's fabulous. It really is a special record. It's got some real moments on there, and some artists are doing different things that you may not have heard them do before.
So what was so special about the year 1998 musically for you that made you want to do this?
I'm an 88 baby, so I was born in 88, so it kind of made sense in that sense. And it was meant to be released in 2018. So it was the 8th.
So it was just there's not something specific about any of the music from that time or anything like that?
Well, when I started to look at it, I was actually going to call it 1999. Named after the Prince album, because my audition song for Australia's Got Talent was Purple Rain, so there was synergy there. But I just didn't like the tracks as much as I did in the 1998. And when I started researching it, even Billboard declared 98 the best year for music.
Well, there you go. So perfect.
So if Billboard said it, then I'm going to believe it.
Well, then it must be true. And then you got onto working with all the duets and fantastic artists. So tell me about some of the artists that you're working with, you've worked with on the album.
So we've got Damien Leith. We have Rhonda Birchmore. We have Anaya Day. We have Zoe Badwee. There's a lot of... Actually, half of the album are Melbourne artists.
Do you know what I think? Well, I would, because every time you've come down to work with them, record with them, or film a film clip, we've gotten you into the show. And that's why I feel a little invested in this. I can't wait for the launch this Friday, because I've been hearing you talk about it here with us on Mad Wednesday and on Joy for the past year. And it's so exciting.
Yes, it's very exciting. And I'm excited when the time comes to be able to launch it properly in Melbourne when the time comes.
Whether it's 1 month or 2 months, whatever that may be, we can't
Even
wait.
Even 6 months, the beautiful guys, because we had a Melbourne launch all booked in at Paris Cat Gels Jazz Club. Shout out to you guys who were amazing and actually said as soon as this lifts, they're going to chuck me in the first weekend.
Oh, I love it.
Their first start.
Well, see, and that's
which is so beautiful.
That's perfect. It's great that there's still spaces going. We're going to be back. We're going to create the space for you. It's really wonderful.
And I'll get to relaunch the album again in a live sense.
But what you're doing this week is launching it online. You're doing a live streaming web series that you're going to kick off every Sunday as well. So you're having quite a big weekend, aren't you?
This is a crazy week. I don't know how much sleep I'm going to get this week. So I've got my two exciting guests locked in for this week, and I'm going to give you the hookup. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready. So this is the album launches on Sunday, but then there's the live streaming web series with your two guests. Sorry, the album launches on Friday.
This is all on Sunday. This is all Sunday.
Okay, so who are the two guests this week for your live stream?
So we have three, actually. We have Joanne from Melbourne.
Ooh.
We have Katie Underwood from Melbourne.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's the 20th anniversary of Poison, and we're going to do a special version together.
Oh, my God.
And we have the gorgeous Lynn McGranger from Home and Away.
Oh, that is so exciting. So the three of them are going to be joining you this Sunday. That's certainly a great way to kick things off. You're setting the bar very high.
It is exciting. And we might even have some other special guests. It's all sort of taking its shape now, and whatever will be, will be.
So I think this is great. You're not only launching your album that you've been working on so hard, which is really exciting, but you're actually also going to be starting a weekly series where you'll talk with other artists and sing songs. How do you think it's going to go singing via live stream with you all being in different parts of Australia, let alone different houses?
We're going to pre-record some live in the studio stuff. Tomorrow, actually, I'm going down to Sydney. Just me and my producer, so keeping the social distancing rules together.
Lovely, lovely.
So just the two of us going to record some live versions of the songs. So we have something different than what we provide on the record, and some different covers to do each week. But what we're going to use, we have Smule Karaoke, where I go and record my part. They record their part, and then it spits out a video of us doing a fabulous duet.
Oh, my God, I love it. That's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, that way we can pre-record it, and there's no sort of lags, because it's really difficult to do a duet on a system like that.
Absolutely.
We want all the harmonies, honey. We want everything.
Well, I think it's great, because that kind of preparation just brings it all together and makes it a whole lot more fun for all of us to enjoy.
I want it to be clean and fun.
Yeah.
Obviously, all the interviews and stuff will be live. And you never, like, it's just going to, I told the guests, get a wine in your hand. I'm certainly going to have one. It's going to be just laid back, having a chat, and letting you guys in on a bit of our lives.
Well, Greg, this is so exciting. So this week, you've got two big things happening. Your album launch of 1998
this Friday,
and then on Sunday from 7 p.m., which is going to kick off every single week, the first of your live streaming web series where you're going to sing and perform with other artists.
I think we're going to have to return the favor here and have you on there.
Oh, I think it's very important. Yeah, I think that society wants it.
Maybe even our own little karaoke duet, doll.
Oh, absolutely. You keep threatening to have me sing with you, so bring it.
You killed it on New Year's Eve with your song,
Yeah, I'm like, bring it on. Let's belt it out. I'm very here for it.
Such a great time, New Year's Eve. For those that are listening, I ran into him on New Year's Eve at the Harbour Party. It was amazing.
It was so much fun and so fantastic. We were doing that that wonderful celebrations New Year's Eve party with a great view.
I didn't even know you were going to be there, and that was the icing on the cake. That just started the year off right, and then comes COVID.
Well, then everything changed a little bit differently. But one of the things that I think is great about all of this is how we're making, you know, getting lemons and making not just lemonade, but something even better. So this way, instead of you jumping around.
It's our job as entertainers to create the positivity and create the content to keep people happy and keep people going.
I couldn't agree more. You're absolutely right. And you've come out with a great way of doing it. Normally, Greg would be launching his album by jumping from state to state and doing concerts so we could all hear the music live and then get our CDs and all of that. But when you can't do that because of social distancing rules, what better way than to create an amazing platform to be a part of it? So this Friday, Greg Gould is launching 1998, his album. We've been hearing about it for the past year. I can't wait. And then on Sunday, join him from 7 p.m. on his Facebook page. That's Greg Gould's Facebook page for his weekly live streaming web series with this week's guests, Joanne,
Lynn McGranger, and the gorgeous Katie Underwood from Bardo.
It's so exciting. I can't wait. I can't wait to watch. It's so fantastic. Greg, thank you so much for joining us today. I can't wait to hear the album, and I can't wait to see the live stream.
Thank you, gorgeous. Love you lots, and love to everybody at home.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.